You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Repulsive Woman with When I Get Good. All the way over in the UK, we've got Repulsive Woman, aka Millie Lovelock, on the line. Kia ora, Millie. How are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you. Good morning.
It's nice to chat with you. It's been a wee while since we've heard from you and heard some new music from you as well. This album, Relief, that's got you the best independent debut at the Tate Prize when it was put out into the world. It's quite the mantle to be carrying when you bring new music out. Has that sort of felt a wee bit daunting or weird, or have you not thought about that at all? What's been happening?
I don't think I was thinking about that for a while, but as I've drawn closer to putting this music out, it has occurred to me that I may have set myself up somewhat. But it's a nice feeling, if anything. I don't think it's been stopping me.
No, yeah, totally. I know that there's a lot of people who've been very much anticipating this new music from you. You're based over in the UK at the moment. You've been doing your PhD, is that right?
That is right, yeah.
What's your PhD on, Millie?
So it's in English literature, and I'm just about finished, which is really exciting. But I'm writing about the formal influence of social media on contemporary women's writing is the soundbite. So that's what I've been doing for the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years now.
That's a great soundbite, and also a good reason to have had a pause on writing music as well. I imagine it takes quite a lot of your creative brain when you're working on the PhD. How have you kind of found getting back into music making, or is it something that you've been quietly doing in the background?
Well, this music I wrote quite a long time ago now. So this EP I started writing on tour with Astro Children in 2018.
Wow.
So I finished writing it in 2019, probably. I recorded it beginning of 2020 when I first moved to Manchester. So it's been in the bank for a little while, and I have been working on other music, but recently I started working in earnest on a new album, and I don't really like having old albums kind of cluttering up my mental space. I thought, right, I'm just going to bite the bullet and get rid of this one.
I totally know that feeling when you're like, oh, I probably should hand in my last homework before I get started on the next thing. But I'm excited that you are putting this out there because the first single's beautiful, 137 pages. Tell us a wee bit about this, Millie. Obviously, casting your mind back, I guess, to get in the headspace of what you were thinking about and working through when you were writing this. But what was going through your mind?
So this song in particular comes from, well, it's sort of inspired by a collection of books called the Conversation Books, and they are kind of compilations of these notebooks that Beethoven kept as he was losing his hearing, and his friends would write things down for him. So there's this enormous record of one half of almost all of Beethoven's conversations.
Wow.
Because he would speak vocally back to them, but he didn't want them to have to shout at him, particularly in public, so they would just write everything down. And on tour, we, on a day off, had visited the house he was born in Bonn in Germany, and I saw a copy of this book. And I was just really moved by that. I just thought that was such a beautiful thing for his friends to have done with him. And it's such an incredible but confusing record to have of his life. So that's what was playing on my mind when I started writing for this project.
There's something so enticing about the idea of like an incomplete archive, eh? There's something sort of like, we're like, what else was being discussed? What's the through line between this question and this response and how that would have happened? The space for imagination in that is really vast. What an incredibly inspiring thing.
Yeah, I have a copy of the book now. The books are really expensive. I think they're published by quite a small sort of academic press, but I managed to get one. My partner bought me one for Christmas a couple of years ago, and it's just so fascinating. A lot of it is really inane, but it's something lovely about just these really quotidian conversations that he was having, and there's lots of gossip and, you know, snide comments about people's piano playing and things like that. So yeah, I'm still really captivated by it.
That's so awesome. What an incredible thing to have. And I totally can see how that would spark your own writing and your own thinking as well. How would you characterize the rest of the EP? It's called The Even Hand, and that's coming out in a wee while. But how would you characterize the whole project itself?
I feel like it's possibly a little bit darker than the previous album. I mean, I suppose it's kind of a breakup album.
Ah, yes.
Now, you know, the wound has closed kind of breakup album, luckily, because I wrote it long ago. So yeah, I mean, to me, it feels pretty dark. it was quite a satisfying project to work on. I really enjoyed writing the songs. I was sort of experimenting with writing lyrics first and then music second, which is not something I always do. I kind of would normally do the two in tandem. I was sort of playing around with having more layered vocal effects, and I had a more limited time span in the studio, so it feels quite different from the last project, which I was spent almost a year recording with Adelaide. So yeah.
And now that you're working on new music as well, and obviously, as you said, this feels like a completed chapter, which must be quite a satisfying thing if it's sort of dealing with a complicated emotional time, to be able to release it and look at it and go, that's a historical chapter of my life now. That's quite a nice thing to feel. But working on new music as well, where have you found yourself, thinking and exploring creatively?
Well, it's been quite interesting, because I have been quite consistently writing over the last few years, but I really didn't have much of an appetite for kind of dealing with music through 2020 and 2021 and also 2022. It was such a sustained period of social isolation over here, particularly as I moved over kind of 6 months before everything disintegrated globally. So I guess I didn't really feel like myself for quite a long time, and it's quite hard to write music if you don't really feel like yourself. But also, I wasn't really happy with what I was writing. It felt quite opaque to me. Felt very satisfying. And it's only in the last probably 6 months or so that I've just kind of had this quite bodily impulse to start writing again. And so I've just been, my partner's an actor, so is out in the evenings working a lot of the time. And so I have this kind of nice time to myself, where I can just muck around and do some writing. And I'm not working on my PhD in the evenings. I try to have really strict boundaries with myself.
Good on you. About...
So it's been kind of a nice awakening almost. Just sort of coming back into it and thinking, okay, yeah, I do want to be doing this right now. I've also been lucky enough to play a few shows with Astro Children in Germany recently, which has been fantastic.
How cool. And a European reunion.
Yeah.
So it feels like a good time, like music's coming back into your life in a quite natural, sort of supportive way, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And I always want to feel like I want to be doing it. I don't like pushing it. And I've had periods before in my life where I haven't really been writing, and you just kind of have to accept that happens, and it will eventually stop happening for a time, and then it might happen again. But right now I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling really good about the guitar as well, and I was feeling quite just bored with the guitar, I think, for quite a while, and I've just recently regained a love for it, so that's a nice feeling too.
That's a very nice feeling. Well, I'm so excited to hear more from the stuff you're currently working on, but also from the EP that's ready to go. We're going to play 137 Pages, the brand new single now. Millie Lovelock, aka Repulsive Woman, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We'll let you go get to bed now, I imagine. So thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
See ya.
See you.
Before, if you were still.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.